Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. Thanks for joining in and thanks for following along. It is my mission to bring you some of the best instructors, the players, mental coaches, fitness experts, everything you need to play better golf, all of the people I find fascinating that can give you information to help you in your pursuit as a teacher or as a player. It's all here on Dew Sweeper TV or wherever it is you get your podcast. Thanks for watching The Tour Coach podcast, and hopefully this helps you teach better, play better, and enjoy the game.
Here we go. Another tour coach, Nick Domingo in the hizzy. We're drinking a little wine. We got a little 19 Crimes.
Saints are on the clock.
Saints are on the clock. Shit. If Snoop Dogg wants to sponsor us, we're here.
The pick is in.
The pick is in. Anyways, we did another podcast while you were here, and I thought it'd be great. I love the stuff you're doing on Rainmakers. I love the fact that it's geared towards the mid-handicap golfer. Little known fact, when I started Dew Sweepers, back as a radio show 20 years ago, we were started local, and then we first went on PGA Tour radio. My whole thing and my whole desire of the whole show, and I said it in one of the first shows, was to give golfers everywhere around the country, of whatever skill level, but especially your 10 to 20 handicappers, access to the best instructors that they couldn't necessarily find if they lived in Dubuque. And that was my whole deal. And that took that show to where, like, you've been with me. I still have people go, oh, you're the Dew Sweeper. You were the guy on radio, right? Like, people still. So I think that's cool what you're doing, and I think it's got legs. I think that's why it'll be successful. And so we, in honor of Rainmakers here, we were going to come up with, what did I say?
10 most important tips every amateur golfer should know.
10 most important things every amateur golfer ought to know. We're going to start it off?
Yeah.
Who's going to come up with the first one? Will, who'd the Saints pick?
I'm still waiting.
The pick is in.
The pick is in.
It's been any chances, Shadur? No.
No chance.
No chance. All right.
So, I mean, number one, I'll start.
No, you start us off.
I'll throw it out there. These aren't in any order. It's not 10 to 1, right? So I would say your distances. You got to know your distances.
That's good.
I mean, your carry distance. If you think that you hit a 7-iron 165, but all day you haven't hit it 165, you've hit it 152, and you can't carry a fucking pond because it's 158 yards away, you're going to the water. You need to know your distances.
I think that's good. And I think that's something that people could do. What about you, Will?
You know, I mean, this sounds super cliche, but one thing that I...
I mean, do we even see you? I don't even know if you're in the screen.
I mean, one thing that I've been doing for a couple of years, not that it's the right or wrong thing to do, but I mean, on every single shot, I ask myself before I hit it, what's the easiest way to hit this shot? Like short game.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Short game off the tee. Like, what is the easiest shot that I can hit?
Note to Clint, make a social out of that. That's a good one.
What is the easiest shot that I can hit to help me get through the hole in the least amount of shots, the most efficient way possible? And I think, especially in short game, like when you get a super difficult shot, like sometimes it's making a bogey. Like, what is the easiest way to get out of this hole? Because college golf, pro golf, high school golf, any sort of tournament golf, it's a long day, brutal mental day out there. So whatever we can do over the course of 36, 54, 72 holes to make it as easy as possible on ourselves, I think will help us at the end of a tournament or at the end of a semester or at the end of a year. I think it'll just shave strokes off.
I think that was good.
That's a good one.
I think I go back, I'm going to go back to my radio days. Guy used to be in Golf Digest all the time. Peter Sanders was one of the first big stats guys. Mm-hmm. And he had shotbyshot.com. I used shotbyshot up until he recently sold it to, I forget who now, but, and he was a frequent contributor, frequent guest. And Peter was awesome. But one of the things I learned from him was eliminating errors.
Yeah.
And what he meant by an error was if you've hit two shots on a par four and you're in front of the green, you pitch it or chip it on the green, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you hit it into the rough or the trees, you get it back into play,
mm-hmm.
right? Those types of situations. And I would tell one of the 10 most important things is don't compound mistakes with other mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think you talked about there a second ago, what's the easiest shot? And I see golfers that hit and this is all skill levels. I shockingly see a surprisingly number of really good mid-amateurs that are trying to, they come to me and they're saying, I'm trying to qualify for the mid-am. It's a big deal now, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and they hit two shots on a 480-yard par four, and they've hit two previous shots, but they're here. And they try to hit a shot that they could miss the green with,
yeah,
if they don't hit it perfect.
Pros do it all the yeah. time, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I hope one hires me.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But I mean, I would say this.
All the time.
But I would say this.
Yeah.
But you're not an
But I would say this, though. The tour player and the best players... The tour players and the best players know when to take on those odds,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? Like, I really do believe that. And I tell my high school, my college players, young development players, like, okay, well, there's a huge difference. We told James Gow this. There's a huge difference between it being the 18th hole and you have to get up and down to be in a playoff versus it being the fifth hole of the first round.
Yep.
They're different situations, right?
Yeah.
Right? Fifth hole, first round, make bogey, it's not that big a deal. Make double or triple, it's a round killer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? 18th hole, you don't get up and down, you're in a playoff, you take the six, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? So I think you have to be situational, but I think pros more often than that, especially the best players in the world, play that way. Obviously, they're situational, but I think they know when to take their medicine. So that's mine. What's yours? Next one.
I would say realistic expectations. I haven't played. I'm on the golf course filming a lot. My buddy's like, dude, you got to be just like mm-hmm. loving it. You're playing golf all the time. I'm like, I'm not playing golf. I'm filming golf. By the way, who did the Saints take?
Defensive tackle from the Texas Longhorns.
Getting a lot.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, Texas, we're getting a lot of texts. People think maybe Arch is coming there next year.
Program.
I said it here first.
I haven't played a full round. It hadn't been since November, I think. Like a real round, no filming, not thinking about content or anything. And I went out to Chambers with three of my buddies a couple weeks ago. And I like jokingly but sort of seriously said, like, I could shoot 105 today. Like, Chambers can eat you up like that in a hurry, right? You get in one of those bunkers and all of a sudden a four becomes a six or a seven real fast. And I think my expectation was so low of myself. Like, dude, just try to break 100 today because you haven't played. And these greens and all that stuff. Didn't get a lot of practice on putting. Shot an 85. That's like one of the best scores I've probably had in 3 years, right? So having the expectation of like, I'm not going to go out there and think, I'm going to go shoot 80. Today's going to be the day I'm going to break 80. And then all of a sudden, you start counting strokes backwards when you start triple, double. And you're like, dude, great. Now I'm frustrated. The game's not fun. The round's not fun. So I think for a lot of average players like myself, don't go out there and think just because yesterday you shot 86 that today you're like, oh, today I'm going to go 82. Like, I can feel it. Because then you get down on yourself and then you start doing what you guys are saying, pressing. I can hit this shot. I hit it yesterday. It's a different day. Your body's different. Course is different. Conditions are different. So I would. A lot of my friends are like, today's the day I'm going to break 100, break a 90. It's like, bro, just have fun. That expectation, like, you're going to get in your own head real easy.
Next one.
I think it's short game, short game, short game. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at a professional player, I think they're spending well over 50% of their time chipping, putting, wedges. I don't think anyone can ever be too good from inside of 100 yards. I mean, I know that's an obvious answer, but I mean, as a pro and as other pros I've seen, like that's what they do. They work on inside of 100 yards religiously, mm-hmm. whether it be long wedges from 100 yards or short chips or everything. I mean, that's where the money's made. And I think that's where all the time needs to be spent. I'll have days where I won't even hit the range. I'll just go to the chipping green and putting green and hit wedges inside of 100. I mean, I think it really is the most important part of the game.
I mean, going along with what you said with
expectations
and it goes along with a lesson from guys I teach that are playing well. They've been working on the same two or three things for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think also understand that while you're working on something doesn't mean you can't play well,
mm-hmm.
but that the ultimate goal of getting wherever it is you're trying to get to as a golfer and working on something like takes time.
Well, Colby said a great line today that I like have now just tattooed on my brain. He says, success comes from boring. And that's what you're mm-hmm. saying. Repetition. It's the shit that you're like, I don't want to do this. It keeps showing up and grinding on it and working on it. And you're going to get success, right?
Yeah. So, and I think that like, if you're going to like, but if you're going to work on something in your golf swing, you're going to have to work on that for a few years. We had, and not, I always bring him up just because he's my idol, but like Butch came on our podcast one time with Parsons and we did this golf coach film. And he talked about like Tiger worked on a swing change for like 2 years. And he goes, he's the best player. And Butch said this to like, he's the best player on the planet. And he hits balls and practices all day, every day. And he's a great athlete. You're an accountant. You hit balls once a week and you think it's going to take a month. Right. Like that was the gist of it. Right. But like, and it goes to what you're saying about expectations. But I think that it's really important if you're trying to get better to understand you have to stick with the same thing.
Yeah.
And most of the people, when you hear them win, like those are the people we pay attention to, they'll tell you that they didn't go do something new. they kept working on what they were working on, right? Look at Rory. Rory he didn't try to do anything different. He, you know, it was just how he approached it and so forth. So I think that's a good lesson.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So that's six. Back to you.
I'm going to just go with an easy... This is probably for more beginners, but I would say, like, understand... Sort of like, I don't want to say like the rules, but maybe like the etiquette of like the driving range, especially, you know, it's like, all right, we chunk it. I mean, I'm guilty of doing it a lot. You chunk it, put your ball behind it, like try and create that long strip. So you're not just like digging.
I think etiquette's good. I think as a new player, if you just learn etiquette rules.
So important, right?
And just like nobody cares how bad you are.
Yeah.
They care how slow you are.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I've played with plenty of people that I love to play with that shoot 100, drink beer, have fun. They play fast as hell. I'd rather play with them any day than there's some people that I've played with that could shoot in their 60s but are slow and miserable.
Well, and I think it like on the range is one thing, but what you're saying too, and that goes back to etiquette, is like, if you're a bad golfer and you know you can't chip, you can't use a wedge, but you're 10 feet off the green, just putt it. Like, that's going to speed everything up. It's going
to
keep.
Well, I mean, I think
down.
You need to do whatever you think you need to do to play your best.
Yeah.
But I think you got to keep.
But I'm saying, if, like, you know, you can't hit that shot.
Yeah, oh,
and it's
going
to add more strokes and, like, hold everybody up. Like, it's probably easiest to just keep the ball on the ground, get through the hole, and know when to pick up if you need to. No basic. Well, I used to play with a buddy a lot. You know, we just haven't had time now. But, like, he wants to break 90.
Yeah.
And he's saying he wants to break 90.
When he's
but
to
I
a
see him in the
retreat.
Bunker. Yeah. You would – he's a good athlete. Used to play soccer. You would actually love working with him. But, like, as he's saying he wants to break 90, I'm sitting there as he's hitting a bunker shot, and he's grounding the club. And I'm like – I mean, dude, you want to break 90, but like, you don't even know that that right there is a penalty. Every single time you're in a bunker, that's two strokes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's stuff like that where I let him get away with it until I actually said something, like, just so you know. But if he's playing with like one of you guys, he doesn't know us, we're playing in a foursome, you know, two buddies and two buddies, someone might call them out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just know the etiquette. Just know.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm good with that. What about you? Next one.
Yeah, I think
you're eight.
I think a lot of times with golf and practice and stuff, less can be more. You know, like for me, I personally don't like hitting range balls. I think it's a lot for me to go out there and hit 100 golf balls. So for me, a lot of it's counting out and having a purpose for every golf shot. I mean, you can have a great practice in an hour and a half. Practicing every part of your game just by focusing in on every golf ball. I mean, instead of going out there and rapid firing, just having a specific plan for each shot that you're going to hit for an hour and a half. I mean, that's more like the golf course than going out there and firing off 7 irons at a green flag out on the range.
I've got a good one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, she's getting up.
Every golfer listening to us. Now, we saw this today. You saw it.
Should play Strixon.
Totally.
Noel and everybody appreciates that. But ought to do one-legged pivot drills at home.
Oh, those are so
right?
good.
Like this. You can put your leg in the air, and you turn. You do it this way. And then this one's hard. It's much tighter and less stable. Right? But ought to do one-legged pivot drills each way. At home, it'll develop your ability to turn into and unwind into each leg. You did 5 or 10 of those a night. How about that one? We pulling that one up. You didn't expect that, did you? When I stood up, you didn't know where I was going.
I didn't. I was like, what's he about to do?
All right. Wrap us up. 10.
10 besides following the Dew Sweeper and Rainmakers on Instagram for your
instruction. That would be an obvious
one. I would get, whether it's in person or online, not like on Instagram.
A pure one.
Get a pure one. Definitely help with your ball striking. I'll give it a shout out. Get a training aid. You like? No, I would get. Find yourself somebody you trust, and stick with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have talked a lot about this when I was at my previous employer. I think the last time I was here, you said, Nick, just like between you and I, like buddies, you're not going to break 80 until you lock in on like one teacher.
Yeah.
Because I was getting lessons from everybody, and I'm too nice to be like, that shit's not going to work for me. So I'm sitting there at 50,000 swing thoughts because it's like, well, Will told me to do this, and Tony told me to do this, and this guy told me this, and this.
You got to pick somebody.
You got to pick somebody and say, this is the guy that I trust, and I'm not just getting random shit, because then you're going to do, we talked about in the range when I was hitting balls, asking you like, what am I doing wrong? And I sort of mentioned the same thing, like, well, this, I'm doing this and this and this. And you're just like, you just got to be an athlete, trust it, and go with it. And your swing is going to be different than my swing. When you said about flaring your left foot out, I tried and couldn't hit it. It's like, that's not the right tip for you. So stick to the guy who knows your body type, which you guys do real so well.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Nick, thanks for the trip down. Thank you, man. We have good stuff coming out. Check out Rainmakers 100% for sure. Obviously, you're watching Dew Sweeper TV, so you're well educated. Will?
I'll be here all year.
You'll be Will? Big year ahead for Will McFadden.
Hell
yeah. Give him a follow on social media. He's private, but he'll probably accept it. And we're going to follow him all the way to the tour. We'll be back next week with another tour coach.